Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
I was about to say good morning, chickens, but that's
wrong. Wrong job.
Who would listen to this in the morning?
Yeah.
Who is getting up at 9:30 going, I'll turn on the podcast?
People listen to it on the bus on the way to work because it's, you know.
It's true. I had someone email me and say that they blush on the way to work.
Really?
In Sydney, it's us or Kyle. And, you know, either way, you're going to have red cheeks.
Yeah.
Just up the front or up the back.
Yeah, it's just.
So this is the Poofcast. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hi.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan, who's finally.
Is this going to take long?
Yeah, he's better than that catchphrase.
There we go.
Yep. It feels at home. It feels at home.
Now, we should go off to our sponsorship segment, which has come to bite us on the ass.
Oh.
What's happened?
Well, we have to present a shopping opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, are you serious? I'm not even going to sit around for this. No. I'm going to the toilet.
You go to the toilet. We'll do the advertorial that we're here.
Oh, God. We've
got to pretend it's live, but it was recorded last week.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Over to Moira. Now it's time for another Talking Puffy shopping opportunity. Mm. And with us to give us some exciting news on the latest gay community business venture, please welcome Grunty McFuckring.
Why, thank you, Scott Adam / Wiz.
Wiz isn't here.
Yeah, he's not.
I can't tell the fucking difference between you fags anyway. It is a pleasure to be here. Where the fuck is my receipt?
Grunty, I understand you have a fabulous new business venture you'd like to tell us about.
You've hit it right on the button there, Scott Adam / Wiz. A situation you fucking evidently have some substantial experience in finding yourself in. In addition to my nationwide chain of gay clubs, Scabbies. What?
No,
I'm paying you fucking benders to laugh.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
And the Urban Village Fagazine Community newspaper, I'm pleased to announce today, on the whatever the fuck this is, my latest venture into the holiday and leisure industries.
Oh, holidays, Grunty. We can all do with being a bit more laid back.
If you're fucking laid back any more often, Adam Scott / where's your fucking coccyx to get pins and needles? Not the fucking kind you're used to, fuckstain. I am referring, of course, to the half dozen or less fucking hard-working faggots in our community that actually have jobs they might want to fucking break from, or otherwise require an excuse to fuck a stranger on a fit-free beach twice a year. to service this important community sector of affluent cock-smoking professionals too shy or useless to use a fucking beat, I have established Far North Queensland's newest deluxe gay holiday resort, Turtle's Head Cove.
Ooh, Queensland. Oh. Beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Yeah, in the case of Turtle's Head Cove, beautiful one day, fucking Aries Inlet the next.
Well, I suppose north is a relative term.
Just like motherfucker. Adam Scott / Words, that is exactly fucking right. If you would like the sun and sizzle of a tropical holiday, you should buy a fucking ticket to Phuket like everybody else. But if you're not a racist, homophobe fucking dick, come to Turtle's Head Cove, where the welcome is as warm as the air conditioning. Fucking aloha.
But Grunty, what about the cost?
Adam Scott / Wiz, I like to think of a weekend at Turtle's Head Cove as reassuringly expensive. The way I look at it, right, is any cunt with a credit card can pay a reasonable rate through a reputable website for perfectly satisfactory facilities, but it takes a traveller, not a tourist, to pay four times as much for the same basic bullshit, and then it's up to them to figure out what the fuck it is they're missing. Ah, is there a special room service they haven't registered for? Did they forget to ask for an automatic upgrade? Are there magical fucking candy canes hidden under the bed? Fucking no, your fault for not tweeting earlier, it's just greed.
And I believe Turtle's Head is full of amazing attractions and things to do, Grunty.
Absolutely, Adam Scott / Wiz. Enjoy a cocktail by the pool. Kick back with some good old totem tennis in our games room. Get up close and personal with the local wildlife as it flits around the light fittings in your room. to know our fun-loving and largely immigrant labour staff over a crazy afternoon helping them take the kitchen bins out. And most of all, it's great for families.
Family?
Yeah. Great for families to fuck off the movie world or some other swarming vegetarium for the holidays and leave us cumbuckets the fuck alone. This is a resort for exclusively gay men. It's an open-range toilet block, not fucking McDisney World. Put it this way, Mum and Dad, the sausage sizzle probably isn't what you had in mind, and don't even think about ordering the club sandwich.
Oh, dear. Oh.
And any last words, Grunty?
Come to Turtle's Head Cove. The spa goes off like a fucking firecracker on a Friday night, and unlike Wet on Wellington, we won't throw out your full down asleep face down on the dancing boy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Grunty.
Can I fucking go now? Yes, is this done?
This is done, thank you.
It's your money. We will.
Stinks in here.
That's Grunty McFuckering with shopping opportunity.
Mm. Hey, where's the fucking door? Hey, where's the fucking door? Is this push or pull?
Puffcast.
I'm back. What did I miss?
Oh, you missed. Actually missed quite a bit.
Yeah. You know what Scott does for pleasure?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just did that for money.
Yeah.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah.
That bad.
We got fucked in the ass.
Totally, yeah. Totally. And we're bleeding. The Puffcast is bleeding.
We're hemorrhaging. Mm. Girls got to wait. Girls got to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. Can't afford pride.
Now, we are talking... this is a monumental occasion.
Oh, isn't yes.
I was going to say monumentous, and I went for mental.
Yeah.
This is a large pillar of an occasion.
Yes.
It is, because we've come to the end of the Gay to Z.
Gay to Z.
Who knew?
We have unravelled the entirety of gayosity.
Yes, we are at the Z.
Gayosity. We're at Z.
It's a monumentous gayosity.
Yeah.
Z, of course, is for, well, what would you expect... Zygote.
Yes, zygote, which is Scott's boyfriend. Yes, the only photo Scott has of his boyfriend were ultrasounds.
Yeah. That's not true. I don't have a boyfriend, and if this could be considered advertising, so be it.
That'll cost you. Zygote, which is is that when the cells first divide?
I
get confused.
Pre kind of fetus. I think it's just kind of collection
embryo,
of cells.
Fetus.
Yeah. Zygote.
I have to admit, it's not a pressing concern for the assembled company.
No. True.
We've never had to worry about it.
Unless we're ordering at a really dodgy restaurant.
I'll have this 1,000-year zygote.
Yes.
Dolphin and zygote.
But we wanted to talk about zygote in terms of kind of at birth in the womb and whether or not being gay is
an inherited trait.
Yes.
Because there is apparently research to prove that, is it cortisol? There's a hormone or an enzyme or something that women produce that is more likely to turn children gay.
Research,
oh, right? Really?
I'm not fucking research here. So you're a fucking cunt face. That's what my research. But the debate does rage.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's not 100%, so it's...
There appear to be indications. Right. There are indications that... I don't think anyone's gone as far as saying there's a gay gene.
No.
But there are indications that biology is a factor.
Yes,
because
I don't know about you guys, but I was pretty much a poofter from day one.
I thought you were made gay. Your parents took you to Are You Being Served?
I was just
live on stage.
Encouraged. My parents took me to see Are You Being Served live on stage.
My grandmother took me to see You Can't Stop the Music, the Village People musical twice.
Oh my God! When I was 15 or 16, the Rocky Horror Show came to town, and I wanted to go in costume. So my mother took me to Vic Market to buy me my first pair of fishnet stockings and suspenders.
Okay. Mother is an enabler of...
She is. She took me to see Yentl. I mean, really? What more do you want? It's Barbara Streisand in drag, for Christ's sake.
In man drag.
It doesn't get any gayer.
I don't think I had any outrageous childhood gay experiences like that.
Mm-hmm.
You think it is zygote?
Oh, apart from sending me to a Catholic private boys' school for 12 years. That may have had something to do with it. I learnt more tricks than a transsexual airline stewardess in that time. I know things that Carlotta doesn't have names for.
See, I'm pretty sure I was born this way, as Lady Gaga would have it.
Yes.
You can't remember a time we ever considered.
I can't remember a time where I wasn't at least extremely camp before, you know, when you're young, before the sexual thing kicks in.
Yes.
You know, I would refuse to get dressed for school unless my mother played Big Spender by Shirley Bassey.
At what age?
Oh, six. Like
primary school?
Yeah,
right?
Like grade one, grade two. And
little tiny six-year-old amateur. The minute you walk in the joint,
but that went along with, this is why I wouldn't refuse to go to school, because I would not take my pajamas off unless I could do a strip tease.
Ah, right.
The strip tease, which of course I learned from watching Gypsy.
Right. Are you sure you weren't? Maybe you weren't a baby homosexual. Maybe you're a baby whore.
I think I was a six-year-old drag queen.
I don't pop my cork for every man I see.
Because you're into high five.
Yes. No, because it is true. Like, I did a teaching degree.
Is that what your degree is?
Yes, that's what my degree is. And, but as part of that, like, I was doing secondary teaching, but I had to do, like, a few weeks of rounds at a primary school just to see how that kind of all worked. And even just at this one, you know, couple
could
of weeks
you pick
at this
them
school, you could, there are gay kids. Yeah. Oh. You can spot them a mile off. You can see it from space
what
sometimes.
What about fucking Junior MasterChef?
Oh, my God, oh, yes.
Baby love. Faggots as far baby as the eye can. Faggots. Even the girls are baby faggots on that show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like other kids are climbing trees and playing in the mud. You're poaching asparagus. That is gay. Yes.
Hi, I'm Tarquin, yes, and I have made a hand-rolled ravioli.
But this is dangerous territory. This is tricky turf.
It is.
Like, politically, because if there is a gay gene, if there is something fundamentally, you know, biologically different, well, that's a can of worms that you open.
Yeah.
Because then you are different to the mainstream, you know, and that opens a wedge that people can exploit.
That also opens up the question of genetic tampering in utero.
Yes,
like exactly.
Blocking the whatever the enzyme or
the gay gene or whatever
the gene or like, and blocking that and just wiping out an entire race of flamboyant. Who is going to do the front windows at
my? Oh my God!
If there Hollywood are no
would
homos.
Stop, there would be no music theater.
Scientology would shut down.
But that's why Logan's Run is so. That's why Logan's Run is so drab.
But which is worse, do you reckon? Do you think it's worse to discover that there is a gay gene and that we are fundamentally genetically different?
And we're given no choice.
Yes. Or is it worse to just know that and just have it just potluck and just part of, you know, whatever happens?
Well, because the flip side is if it's nurture, if you can be made gay, then you can be unmade gay.
Yes.
So there's kind of
But we
of
all
no...
know that you can't be unmade gay. Like, well, you know, that's the research, everything suggests
you
that.
You could probably... No, I think you probably could be unmade gay if... If the gay
love,
came...
there's been some nights at the Peel and I've wished I could be unmade.
Oh, yeah.
No, but like really, if you look at it in the sense that people who have suffered from long-term post-traumatic stress disorder because they had a terrible childhood with abuse, then they go through years and years of psychotherapy to cure that, you know, that very early imprinting that's happened.
Yes.
So if that is what turns you gay... Being, you know, whatever it was that your parents were doing.
Nurture.
The, you know, taking you to see Mr. Humphrey's Love on stage.
Yes.
Mr. Slocum screaming, all my pussy.
All my pussy.
So if you take them to enough indoor cricket matches, that will erase the...
Well, but no,
or make them a lesbian.
But, you know, a long-term psychotherapy can eventually change what goes on inside your head.
But
instinctive behaviour can change because...
I guess, but as it stands today, you know, you see all those kind of religious groups and they, you know, they promise to cure you of being gay and blah, blah, and they just never work.
Well, they never work because they put a half-reformed faggot in charge of a bunch of people who don't actually want to stop being gay.
Yeah.
And it just turns up into some sort of church-endorsed orgy.
Oh, you know, they are three
that is
words.
There's no way to talk about World Youth Day.
They are three words that I hope never to hear again.
Church-endorsed
orgy.
No, what about fucking Anthony Manchetti, who's a comedian?
Very well-respected Melbourne comedian, yes.
Who went to gay reform school.
Yes.
And they tried to turn him straight. And
he had an affair with the leader.
Yeah. Of the group.
But they're not psychologically rigorous.
No, and that's the problem with the church. They're not actually doing anything to your brain chemistry or...
No.
But, you know, if you could be gay through childhood and through behaviours, yes, then you could be unmade.
Theoretically,
yeah.
Through extensive... I mean, you know, you'd have to find someone who's prepared to do it and actually had training.
Might be a little bit...
Didn't have ethics.
Might have to get a bit Clockwork Orange, you know, like, you know...
That's kind of hot. I like that.
Oh, really?
I mean, the temptation is to ask, does it matter? No one's ever going to try and make someone unmate gay. No one, you know, respectful is going to say
unless
that.
Unless it's like an experiment and, you know, they're just doing it in between sticking lipstick in rabbit's eyes.
And it's like Tron makes a third sequel.
Tron is so a movie that could turn you gay, I reckon.
Oh, Tron could totally
turn you gay. Because it's totally style over substance. It has no story. It looks amazing.
I turned even more gay for Tron Legacy. I double gayed.
Really?
Well, plus they've got Michael Sheen doing the campest fucking turn on the face of the
earth. Correct. But nonetheless, even though if you're not going to change it, I would still be interested to know. Do you know what I mean? Did someone make me this way?
Yep.
Or am I destined?
Well, were you, as Gaga would have it, born this way?
Was I born this way?
Well, you know, when I sort of first came out to my parents and I wasn't sure how they would react, I was thinking that if my mum reacted badly, which she didn't, luckily, I thought that the answer I might give her might be, well, look, Mum, whether it's nature or nurture, it's still your fault.
Okay. I blame Tripitaka. I think I was fine until Tripitaka.
Terribly confusing.
Terribly confusing.
Yes.
Because it was a lady playing a man.
A lady playing a man with a woman's voice, but was a boy priest. And
it was kind
of creepy.
Wow. Well, wouldn't that make you hot for trannies then?
But what do you say about what do you say about the circumstance? Like Josh Thomas, who you know was on a couple of weeks ago, he and his brother are both gay.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you make of that?
Well, apparently...
And his brother is gayer than he is.
Really?
Oh, his brother is even gayer than he is.
His brother is like uber gay.
Yes. Really? Well, apparently it does run in families. I did read the statistic. I don't know where, don't quote me on this, but I did read at some point that if you're gay, statistically speaking, you're more likely to have a gay sibling than a straight one.
Mm. Do you hear that, Barney? Do you hear that?
It runs in families.
Did you hear that?
Oh, Barney's, yeah.
And
the horse has bolted there, Toby. Yeah. It's not coming back in our fence.
And apparently youngest... Children, like, you know, if families have had several children, it's more likely that younger one will be
my boyfriend is like the youngest of eight, I think. And so he had no fucking chance. No. Cunt.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because if you say that you're gay, your sibling will be gay, that suggests biology. Mm, but if you say you're the youngest of many, that suggests upbringing. So it seems every time there's a chip in that corner, there's a chip in the other corner.
That, like the youngest kind of suggests in evolutionary terms, well, you know, you've bred. If you've had eight kids, you've bred. You've continued on your line now, because that's the whole point of kind of breeding, is continue on the family line.
You can afford to shoot a blank.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Because, like, Toby and I are both first children.
I'm youngest.
You're youngest. We are both first children, firstborns, and we're both screaming homos. Does that mean our...
Maybe nature was trying to tell your parents not to.
Stop here.
Like, we are basically... It's kind of like a polite way of going, it was this or Down syndrome.
And really, with both of you, it's 50-50, all right?
It's like we're going to have to do something here to stop this mating.
Yes.
Gosh. Well, because if it is biological, then all these lesbians having children with their best fags is going to be breeding more fags. It's a hidden army.
Yeah, but then again, you probably get into that other crazy world where one of the things that made me comfortable with who I felt I was inside was, you know, hating my dad and knowing that it would kill him.
Oh, right, yeah. So you're basically gay out of spite.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been copping it up the ass just out of spite.
Yes. Yeah, fuck me, my dad hates it.
Yeah. But it was easier to come out younger because I knew it would shit him.
Right.
Do you know what my dad said?
And I think that's with the lesbians' kids. It'll be like, nah, I'm getting married and having kids because that's going to piss you off, yeah. You fucking
I am going to get a job as an area sales manager at Telstra.
Yeah.
I am going to buy a house in Hawthorne. Yeah. I hate dogs.
Yep. I'm joining the Liberal Party. Fuck you.
Do you know what my dad said to me the other day?
Mm.
He was talking to me about he'd been to, I forget where it was. He'd been to some conference for his work, and it was like the pub afterwards. Let's go and have knockoffs afterwards. And the pub across the road was obviously a gay pub.
Oh.
He said, so we went to this bar.
We just happened to stumble in.
I was just picking up the soap.
I don't even know if this is interesting, but I thought it was a funny moment. Yeah. And he said, and as you're walking across the road from the first floor balcony, Toby, there were all these... dragging queens, like these, like they were obviously men, but they had these makeup and wigs and these dresses. Who would have thought that such a thing would be happening in Melbourne?
Dragging queens in Melbourne.
You don't even know.
Oh,
bitch, don't front. You have no idea what is going. Like, that was the thing that blew his mind.
Wow.
The drag queens.
Drag queens blew his mind. Like, that was down the rabbit hole. That was the most extraordinary thing. Oh. Like, maybe in fucking Bangkok or one of the, Sydney or somewhere like that.
I'm hearing it's
Melbourne.
Clearly not nurture for you.
I thought, oh, Papa, if you could have followed me around last weekend, your eyes would have fallen out of your head.
You could have seen teenage Toby on his tour of Parklands of Melbourne.
Yes, yes.
You need to go to the toilet again? Yes.
Yes.
Do you know what was double weird? What was triple weird? This was at a family barbecue thing, one of these, you know, taxes you have to pay twice a year. And one of his friends from work was there.
Yeah.
Who was a queen, right? Who listens to the Poofcast. One of his colleagues, like a 50-something, dairy technologist.
That's a bit close. Does that make you really uncomfortable? Is that a bit close to your dad?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible. You're out at family barbecue. So, you know, family outings. You know, you put on your good jeans and your Ben Sherman shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of breath mints and head on out there.
You never say anything controversial.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, Mum, tell me more about the new lounge room curtains.
Yeah.
Yes, they are dust free. That's amazing.
And there's some guy there who knows about
and
you.
And you're meeting everyone. Dad's like, oh, Toby, this is my friend from work, Phil. And Phil shakes my hand. And then, like, sotto voce, love the Poofcast.
Oh, no.
That's a different Toby Sullivan.
Yeah.
That's not
all,
me.
All the douching talk and 20 minutes of rimming.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sharing the dip with you.
Oh. So he's,
that was pretty fucking awkward.
He's heard you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the worst thing is I'm pretty sure when the lovely Nath Velvo comes in here to join us sometimes, you can hear us staring at him.
Yes. Oh, it's awful. Yes.
He's heard your predatory eyes wander across.
Yeah, yeah.
To and, that and, child.
And that collides with barbecued snags in beautiful downtown Chadstone.
And I think the sound of us looking is like the sound of flames with a faint sucking noise. Just that's the sound of us just watching him going.
So Phil, or whatever his name was, I can't really remember, gives me a bit of love the Poofcast. And Dad sees something happen.
Oh.
He's like, what? And Phil is like, oh, yeah, I listened to Toby on the radio.
Oh,
what radio is that? No radio.
Oh, they don't even know about it.
He says, what? Dad is subscribing to the Poofcast. Dad, you must listen to the Poofcast.
Oh, no.
There's a special on being raped in the sauna this week. You've always wanted to share experiences.
My parents know about the Poofcast, but they've been banned from listening to it.
Look, he might conceptually know about it, but, you know, why...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was creepy. That was properly creepy.
See, that worries me because I kind of...
I forget that people listen to this shit.
Well, I have the same attitude with this that I have with doing my breakfast radio job, and that is that I treat it like I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah.
And that guy over there who we can't see.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, whoever you are.
Yeah, but if you knew that guy was Phil, you'd change what you said.
I would never. I know. I know my boyfriend listens to it, and I sometimes go...
Uh-oh.
Maybe not this week, love.
Yeah.
But I can't stop him. It's free and on the iTunes. Yes. What am I going to do?
Oh. Yeah, it was mortifying.
Oh, that is full on.
Wow. So, Phil, if you're listening, thanks for your support.
Thank you.
If your name is even Phil.
I do know who you are. I do remember you very clearly. And if I saw you in the street or, let's face it, in 4 hours at Circuit, I will remember. I just can't remember specifically your name. That's the only trouble.
How awkward.
We are at the bottom of our third bottle of champagne.
Yes, we are, yes.
Anything's up for grabs.
Yes.
Oh, dearie me. Well, we should move along. That is...
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
You know what? I think... You know, we should probably get the final word in nature versus nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the source.
Good idea.
Let's ring upstairs. See,
what this is all really about is teenage girls feeling like they have no power.
Right, and it makes sense, too. I mean, look at their role models. You know, you've got Britney Spears and her shaved head. Lindsay Lohan looks like something out of Lord of the Rings.
Podcast.
On the line from the big house.
From the big house upstairs, it is one of our favourite contributors to the Poofcast, Jesus.
Hello, lovely homosexuals. How's your bums?
Our bums are fine.
Ah, that's good. Let me smile. God shines down on your bums. Bless your bums. Bless your bums. That's my favourite hymn. Bless your bums.
Oh, Jesus, you're in a good mood this week.
I am in good mood. I'm feeling very happy.
Have you been drinking your own blood?
Oh, you know, we're just having a little party up here.
What's the occasion?
I don't need an occasion. It's heaven. That's what we do. We party, party, party.
Listen, Jesus, we've been talking about the balance of, like, what makes you gay? Is it biology or is it your upbringing? Yeah. It might be something else, again, that we haven't considered.
Nature versus nurture is what we're thinking.
Okay. You want to hear the truth?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
It's me that makes you gay.
No.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. Well, you know those magic balls that you that tell the future?
The magic eight ball. You turn them over
and it's, you ask a question and then it floats to the top and the magic eight ball.
Yeah.
I got one of them every time a baby's born and I got a little thing in it that says no, 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 gay. And if that comes up, I make you gay.
Well, what about bicurious? What about bisexual people? How does that
that's
work?
When it lands on a corner. So just do a little bit. It's like, remember the start of Milton the Monster?
Yeah.
It's like I put a little bit in. Sometimes I put a lot. Clearly with you two, I put a lot in.
So at conception, at birth?
At the moment of spaffing. That's when the baby's gay. That's gay spaff.
And is there any rhyme or reason to it, or you just shake the eight ball?
Just shake the eight ball. Sometimes I do it just to shit people. Other times just for a laugh. But I like to do it. Just sprinkle little gay dust on the sperm.
And does it always work?
Sometimes it doesn't work as a lot. Ian Thorpe was a bit of a
near miss. Yeah.
And to be perfectly honest, I'm a little embarrassed by Elton John.
Well, in fairness,
I mean, pour in a whole bucket.
Yeah, that was too much. Yeah, I poured a bit of gay in, and then I went, I'll pour a little bit of gay, but just accidentally picked up the arrogant fuckwit bucket. And poured that. So sorry about that.
That is awkward.
What about those gays that are not camp?
Yeah,
like, you know, the really butch gay. Like that red-headed hot guy that plays rugby for Wales.
Gareth, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Oh my god,
what happened there?
Just mixing it up a bit. I'm a crazy guy. I'm a crazy Jesus. And I like to be crazy and mix it. So a little bit of this, a little bit. Sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's a little bit. Sometimes I even make redhead gay.
Well, he is a redhead.
It's hilarious. That's what I like about it. I just did that to shit his parents.
I guess lesbians are the same deal.
What?
You make lesbians the same way.
What are they?
Lesbians. It's
lesbians. You know,
don't blame me for them. I got no idea. They're not mine. They're not mine, okay? Don't blame me for that.
Lesbians clearly are the work of the devil. I think we can establish that. You heard it here first on the Poofcast. It's not Jesus' idea.
We are evil.
But Jesus, why are you there? It's a bit of an existential question. Do gay people go to heaven?
Yeah, heaven's run by gay people.
So it's like arts. It's like showbiz.
Yeah, totally. It's like Hollywood. It's like music theater. You come up here, you should see how this place is decorated. It's fantastic. It's like Queer Eye for the street guys. Been through the whole thing.
That would explain, you know, the harps and all the guilt and all the...
Yeah.
You know, but there's weird things. Like there's a glory hallelujah hole. and like flush yourself with the Holy Spirit douching kit everywhere.
Heaven sounds brilliant.
Oh, it's like, great, oh. Yeah.
Why am I working so hard not to get lung cancer?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like Mardi Gras, but without the annoying people.
Well, if there's no lesbians, then yes, correct.
Well, yeah.
Well observed.
Oh, dear. Well,
they go straight to hell, the lesbians.
And that's, I think, where we're all going after this.
I think so.
But I'm Jesus. I run the place. So I don't care.
Well, thanks for the heads up on the magic spaff dust.
Hey, no worries, lovely homosexualities.
We've got to go, but have you got a big week ahead of you?
Ah, man, big week, big week. We've got a heaven parade.
A heaven parade.
Yeah, it's great. We're all going to just ride around on the back of Maggie Tabra.
She's not dead.
Ah, she may as well be. Have you seen her lately?
Well, you've obviously got a lot of sewing to do in that case, so we'd better let you go.
Sequence everywhere. Oh, hang on, wait, not a gay baby being born. Gay spaff, gay spaff, gay spaff.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you, homonomies. Bye.
Oh,
Jesus, he's a good guest.
He's special.
Wow.
Karl Lagerfeld is such a faggot.
Poofcast. It's time for our favourite segment on the Poofcast. Oh. It's called Would You?
Would ya? And who have we got this week?
This week we have the sexually questionable. Is that even a word?
I don't know, but you're really struggling to say it, aren't you?
Well, it's because it's...
Thorpey. Ian Thorpe?
Ian Thorpe?
He's not sexually questionable. He is a fag.
He's not a fag.
Allegedly.
He has never taken an explicit position in either direction.
Well, I'm not sure,
which means
actually.
He's a fag.
I thought he said definitely no.
Yeah,
oh, did
I thought he did.
Yeah, he's pretty
upset. No,
he kind of did the whole it shouldn't matter,
although
but I'm
I
not.
Did interview his mother about, remember when he was going to make that announcement, it wasn't, you know,
what's he
going to announce, and I was like, he's coming back to swimming,
he's just going to swim again.
But one of the questions we asked on the radio was, do you think he's going to announce that he's getting married? And he's gone, well, that would be a surprise.
Fagalicious.
Right, wow.
Fagalicious.
Right.
But would I? Fag or not?
Fag or not.
Whatever. Yeah. And Ian, you make your own decisions. You make your own decisions at the midnight shift. You make your own decisions. Would you, Ian Thorpe? I would not.
Ooh, why?
Yeah.
This is the thing with swimmers. They're unbalanced. They've got shoulders like Optimus Prime and tiny little chicken legs.
They do.
Yeah.
They're just
He's
not
got
a...
got those massive feet, though, which leads me to ask the question.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's upstairs?
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Is it Chris Brown?
What's on the mezzanine?
Is it Chris Brown-esque in its
right.
majesty?
Length and girth.
Right.
Yeah, but even if it was, I'm not confident that Thorpey would know how to use it correctly. He seems like a very... well, as any sort of elite sportsman, very focused on the swimming.
Yeah. And also, people who, for a career, stare at the bottom of a pool.
Yeah.
For hours on end. Yeah. Up and back.
Yeah.
What's going on in your head?
You see, I would.
You
would?
Yeah,
you?
But I would.
You would fuck a doorknob if it was shaped like a cock.
Oh, that's true. No, I would for like a couple of reasons. I love a big guy.
He's a very big guy.
Because he makes you feel like a sweet little girl.
I just want to be treated like a fucking lady. I like a big guy, and I am. I quite like a swimmer's body. I've got a little bit of a thing for speedos.
Swimmer's body.
I'd love to doggy paddle for him, if you know what I mean. He could.
You know what?
He could backstroke me.
No. I would. Jeff Hugel tomorrow.
Correct. Right. Correct. Wait.
Especially fat Jeff Hugel.
Ah.
I loved fat Jeff Hugel. Yeah. He was awesome.
Because he was big. He was kind of like, you know, he wasn't
he's,
just kind
he's
of
solid.
A...
solid. He's got quite a balanced build.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's he's got the same sort of girth on his waist as his chest.
And also he's got that smile that splits his whole face in half.
Yeah.
Whereas Thorpey always looks like...
Thorpey's got that sort of mincing, you know, he smiles like a dancer in a drag show smile.
Yeah. See, like, they don't.
This is the best job I could get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you say to a dancer in a drag show, great show, and they go, thanks, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Wasn't about me.
Yeah.
Thorpey smiles like he spends a lot of time with Scott Brennan, who's always farting.
Hey, I haven't for a while now.
He's got that look in his face what is that?
There's only one way to stop it, Thorpey.
That's but the also plug, the leak.
he would stink of chlorine. Have you thought about that?
Oh, see, that would send...
It gets into your hair and your skin.
That would send my cat wild.
Your what? Cat likes
my cat
chlorine.
Goes mental over chlorine.
Really?
Yeah, it's like catnip. She gets all kind of... and gets crazy. And
Gertie does.
Yep.
Gertie. Go on.
Goes and Gertie's starts like rubbing against you and purring ridiculously and getting too happy and then starting to bite you.
Because chlorine's basically bleach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
It's what it smells like.
Yeah, if I clean the toilet, she goes nuts. So admittedly, she doesn't go nuts very often.
Apparently. I don't know, it was Dr. Carl or one of those, you know, scientific retards.
Scientists.
Who said, like, they were talking about the whole chlorine thing. And if you can smell chlorine, that means it's working.
Oh.
That means there is bacteria present and it's killing it.
Oh,
and
really?
The smell is the dying bacteria.
Oh, right.
So if you go to a pool and it stinks of chlorine,
yeah.
It means that's full
all
of
good.
Fucking staphylococci.
Oh, right. So don't swim.
No. It's full of shit that is all being burned to the shit.
Right. So it's a good sign.
Yeah.
But if you go to a pool and you can't smell chlorine, all the shit is still swimming around?
No. If you can't smell chlorine, that means all the shit's dead.
Right.
There was always shit in a swimming pool. Have you seen the people that go to swimming pools?
Yeah.
It is a hobby farm for scabs and poo.
And you know what I hate when you're swimming along and like looking, like this must be the horror of Thorpey's life. You know, tile. Ooh, Band-Aid.
Oh,
tile,
yes. Tile, tile, yes. Tile. Oh, God.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I wonder what the kind of official Olympic policy is on Band-Aids in the pool. Because there's always one. It doesn't matter where you are. There's always a Band-Aid in the pool.
There's always a Band-Aid.
But then the flip side is when you see a Band-Aid and you think, how many people are swimming without Band-Aids?
I'm never going to the pool again.
No.
Revolt.
But
revolt.
I would root Thorpey.
Yeah. I think we've discovered, Scott, that there is not a single person on the face of this earth that you wouldn't, Scott. So this segment is becoming redundant when it comes to you.
I'm just a glass half full kind of guy, okay?
And you really wish you were totally full up to your nuts.
I'm just an ass half full kind of guy.
Do you know who I would fuck? Any diver. Put any diver in front of me.
Oh, absolutely.
Diving is hot.
And any water polo player.
Yes, correct.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
You know you can get a DT sometimes on a Sunday and the water polo team tans.
Really?
Really?
The gay water polo team.
Oh.
Dumb as a box of hairs, but hot.
Yeah. Not interested. Yeah, not interested in the conversation.
Shut up, man.
Because water polo, the legs are balanced.
Yeah. Right.
Wow, I think we need to have a little rinse off now. Okay.
I'll be at the city baths.
Yep.
You want to do it in my butt, let's do it in the butt, okay.
Back for another episode of Top or Bottom.
The increasingly desperate Spurious. Top or Bottom, this has got such a pluck and stench of death about it.
We've even lost the lead star of the segment.
Yeah.
She's gone.
No, this is like Scrubs without Zach Braff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
I prefer to think of it in Neighbours when Scott Robinson went away and came back as Jason Donovan.
Yeah.
That
going on.
All right, well, let's talk to the second Darren from Bewitched, Nathan Valvo.
Yes, this is fucking Degrassi the high school years.
Yeah,
this
is. Yes, it is.
This is, Nathan Valvo soon to be replacing Charlie Sheen on 2.5
I can't believe Michael J. Fox used to do this segment.
We've
got a tough one for you this week. We've got a tricky one.
This is hard. This is going to be hard work for you.
Okay.
Because it involves time travel and kind of weird Back to the Future thing.
Yep. Mm.
Who would be top or bottom out of Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock and Alec Baldwin in The Hunt for Red October? So hot, sexy, thin Alec Baldwin and corpulent, wheezing Alec Baldwin.
Yes. Okay. So basically, Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock, is a power top. Clearly, he's got the suit, and basically, the best way, the most proof of this is the phone call he gave his 13-year-old daughter
last year.
Mm-hmm. Now, all we need to do is take her out of the equation.
Mm. Yeah.
I actually have the phone call in front of me.
A transcript.
Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock. Listen to this. I'm going to get on a plane, come over there for the day, and I'm going to straighten you out. When I see you, I'm going to straighten your ass out.
Oh.
Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it. So, you better be ready Friday. Just to let you know, I'm going to make you know how I feel about the rotten little pig you really are.
Oh, God.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Oh, that's hot.
Is that not a power top right there?
That is a power top right there.
Context has never made such a difference.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There you go, Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock.
Yeah. He is the top.
There we go.
Wow.
The sexy young Alec Baldwin is the bottom.
If you think about Alec Baldwin, Hunt for Red October, the submarine, dive, down.
Look, given that he's, about my size now. Can I tell you, it's a lot easier topping when you're fat.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't bend in all the same places you used to. Right. It's easier to just rest your stomach on someone's ass while you pound away.
read a good book.
Yeah.
like one of those drinking bird toys.
Yeah, once you've thrust once, the momentum just keeps you going for the rest of it.
Get a stable table, have some dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You can eat while you're fucking. It's awesome.
Oh, great.
I love a tubby power top.
Oh, my God. And then, like, the bottom is be like, oh, that was really good sex, but I love that heat pack you put on my lower back. That really helps, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, our work experience bottom whisperer, Nate Valvo.
Hey.
Oh, top or bottom for another week. That is the Poofcast for another week.
Oh, there we go.
Another one down, still not in jail.
Done and dust.
Only a matter of time. Although by the time this comes out, we might be.
True.
We might be listening to this in our cells.
True that.
True that.
Oh, please join us again next week where I don't know what we're going to do. We've run out of Gator's Edge.
Oh, my God, we've made it to the end.
We've come to the end.
We didn't actually plan this far ahead, did we?
No.
We never thought it would last 26
minutes.
No. 26? We've had 3 without them, so we're up to 29, maybe 30. I don't know. I've lost count.
Wow.
Well, we'll just go through hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. We'll start doing Roman numerals.
Yes.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.